Blog Talk Radio.
Today like it's the last day ever. The legacy I leave is gonna last forever. This is that shit you never heard, but you wish you did. Direct perception to the truth, intuition, kid.
Never stop, never will, cause it's drastic. Every day wanna live everlasting. No crashing, just maxing. Not from the cloud of the average passive. Never see clearly, not nearly. No one can touch him, rush him, crush him. Suspect casket, get the fuck around him. I found him, sitting down with a frown and sadness. What happened? Been waiting for the hating on yourself to stop. Be patient. See greatness only happens when gauges are broken. No holds barred like Bruce Hulk Hogan. Chosen forces grow no roses. Just on, don't stop, keep going. Like Boeing, I'm flying so high in the buying prices that your life will never be the same. But don't you be afraid. The future comes with change. Matureness comes with age. Another page is turned. Another chapter read. It might just be your turn. Go ahead and get your bread. They say I never learn. Then why am I ahead? I never gave up. Wake up. They're trying to shake a fake.
Hey.
Carpe diem, carpe diem. Every day we live, carpe diem.
I live today like it's the last day ever. The legacy I leave is gonna last forever. This is that shit you never heard, but you wish you did. Direct perception to the truth, intuition, kid. You in the wishing, I'm in the grinding and getting. Riding with good intentions while sizing my competition. I'm programmed to go the distance. What you know about persistence? Not a dime to your name, but grateful just that you living and confident that you'll make it. Praying to God for patience. Focus just on my craft, not falling into temptation. Not balling, no need to fake it. Maintaining it on my way up. Calls from my brother in jail. Tell him to stay up. Tell him to pray up. It's only a test. And though it's hard to see, son, yeah, I'm sure that you blessed. And that's coming from the heart beating out of my chest. And all day I dream about success. So I keep going till I reach that. Hustle like this can't teach that. Go ahead, give me that feedback, and I eat that with that seat back. Cause we top down, can't stop now. Go against us, get chopped down. Came and conquered, homie, so this rap shit's getting locked down. Today like it's the last day ever. The legacy I leave is gonna last forever. This is that shit you never heard, but you wish you did. Direct perception to the truth, intuition, kid. Intuition, kid. Intuition, kid.
Another round of applause because you already know how we get that. Yo, yes. It is the end of the year.
Say it again?
It's the end of the year. This is it.
I know. Can't believe it.
This is the end of 2011. We're going into 2012. Today is, December 31st, 2011. So, Happy New Year's Eve to everybody out there. Y'all know y'all gonna be out there partying like rock stars. It's gonna be crazy, so y'all be sure to be safe out there. When now you're out there drinking or whatever, be sure to have them designated drivers on deck and everything of that nature. You already know what it is. Just be sure to party, party, party. You already know. Bring the New Year's in right. Get it right, get it tight. You already know what it is. But you rocking out with NAB right now. They always. Streets Radio, baby, live.streetsradio.com. Be sure to keep it popping. Be sure to hit us up, 646-478-3243. Or hit us up live in the chat room. You already know how we get down. Be sure to follow us on Twitter as well. Follow me, Miss Fifi, NAB. Follow GSteam843. And, of course, follow Streets Radio. What's going on?
Damn, I was trying to see when you was going to take a breath.
No, you already know.
No,
I gotta
coach myself for that one. But, we're definitely looking forward to the new year, definitely bringing in some more goals, definitely going to be artists, definitely going to be throwing out some more projects, definitely going to keep coming with the hot music, the hot promo from GlobalShine.com, so definitely hit it up. Definitely going to be doing some new things for the new year, so definitely check out for that. Also, of course, you know, we got to keep the show with a little bit of topics. Some of them I'm going to keep short, but we got, you know, a decent amount of topics and whatever. So our main topic, of course, is going to be what's your New Year's resolution? What are you trying to do? What's your new goals? What's popping? What are you trying to get rid of? Whatever. Join us in the chat room. Hit us up. Girl, give them that number because you know I'm slow.
646-478-3243. Be sure to hit us up live or direct to the chat room, live.streetsradio.com. You already know it's very simple. We in there like swimwear, baby. You already know what it is.
And, you know, I can't forget. I want to go out the new year right, so I want everyone to check out the newest mixtape that came out on Christmas. You know, I had to, you know, show them that Global Shine is still here. Still, you know, we've been laying low a little bit. So we got the mixtape, Butter Volume 3, Best in the City, the Independent Rise, the dopest independent artist. So definitely check that out. And, of course, I had to show that we do have females in the game that the people are sleeping on. So definitely check out The Game is Ours, the FemC's edition, brought to you by Global Shine. Shout out to DJ Nightcrawler for hooking me up. Like I said, I had to do this. I had to make it last minute because I cannot go in the new year with projects that were old. So my slate is clean. It's out. Download it. Support. You know, I say I keep my word. If I say I'm going to do something, even though I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. So I definitely want to shout out to AD the General. Like I said, I know she wanted to hop on these, and I wanted her to hop on it too. But, you know, we were all doing stuff, a lot of stuff, and I had to get it out. I had to keep my promise. So shout out to AD the General. We definitely rocking out next year with Evolution Love Volume 2. Details coming soon. Shut up now so I can get my rest of my details together. But that's what we're going off with. We got a lot coming for 2012. Ain't no time for sleeping.
You already know, and I want to get on the next project, the next female one you do too. So let me know when you have all that done. I'll be sure to send you some tracks because I want to get on the next one.
No doubt. Like I said, we about to do it up in here, and I might have to because I always have too many damn ideas, and I don't be thinking. But I think I'm gonna do a mixtape with all my affiliates. My supporters. So that might be one that I might do that'll come out quicker, and it'll be all the affiliates from NAB. I got my homeboy DJ Nightcrawler. We might have to, you know, do a little collabo like there. I was about to slip and say the name. I ain't even gonna say it. I got it in my head.
What?
Look to the Fifi. You're going to be on the cover because you helped me with that idea. So, yeah, we got something coming.
We on it. All right, we're going to get into some music right now. You already know what it is. Hit us up, 646-478-7243. in with us. Let us know what your New Year's resolution is, baby. You already know mine is going to be continuing to keep it real as always, like I do every year. It's nothing. It's nothing to a boss, baby. Pocket collar one time, we got to get into it. Right now, we got some crazy exclusives on deck and everything like that. If you want to send us your music, send it to nabmp3s@gmail.com. Make sure there's MP3 formatted along with the contact information and everything that matters so we can promote you to the masses. Let's get to some music right now. Hit us up. Let us know what's popping. It's about to be a new year, bitches. You already know. Pop a bottle. Let's go.
GhostTrack.net.
Hey, 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 hey. This is history in the making, y'all. Captain K, Ruckus, you better close your mouth and open your ears. Cause sleep is fucking
work, 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 work. I put in work and put that work. I can put you niggas on and I can get you pussy.
No beef, but I made that dough grow. No plow, but I made that snow go. No mound, but I pitched some fastballs like I'm a day or no more. No snap, but that grass won't go. I stay trapped, I get trash to low. Anywhere I go, that trap is close. I'm not doing all like Joe Paco. I'm best described as try me, it'll be tragic, so they won't find me, I'm sad to go. You disappear, no magic, though. Murderland is where I'm from, but I respect it everywhere. Body more to Brian's role, only around the Halloween. All that shit that's in between, I mean, you don't want to get in the beat. You amateurs ain't in my league, you green, you just sit in my league. I get spread by any means, I wish you got no kids to be. I got anything for family, ammo for my enemies.
My word.
If you ain't riding with me, get back and observe.
And observe.
It's my time.
It's my time.
It's my turn.
It's my turn.
If you ain't know, then you gon' motherfucking learn it. But you know I got that
work, 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 work. I put in work and put that work. I can put you niggas on and I can get you pussy hurt.
Hey, 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 hey. You stay in line.
Nigga don't get hurt, you know I put in work.
Niggas hate, bitches lie about my paper, stack it high, stay fly, roll up the endo, they know Ruckus be riding by. Leave niggas in the halo, sick flow, niggas so so deep, condo, flow everywhere, semen, K, you just let out a demon, better yet a beast, yeah, from the east, talk shit now, you will lose teeth, quiet, these niggas baitin', I'm about to start a rally, local, stupid, retarded, startin', part of my back, you don't want no slap, where I'm at, 302, where they lay a nigga flat, this is habitat, where my brains is all scrap, looking for that bait, 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 hey. These niggas know I'm a savage. No lane, no snitch, no bitch. I am nothing like these faggots. 212, you know I gotta grab it. Grind up, kick this cabbage. But the sideline looks will get a nigga took. I know you don't want no static.
That's my word.
That's my word.
If you ain't riding with me, sit back and
observe.
It's my time.
It's my time.
It's my turn.
It's my turn.
If you ain't know, then you gon' motherfucking learn it. But you know I got that
work, 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 work.
I put in work. I can put you niggas on and I can get you pussy hurt.
Hey, 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 hey.
You stay in line.
Nigga don't get hurt, you know I put in work.
I'm riding around with my cotton bitch. This ain't she chocolate bitch and I feel nice her bottom check. This bitch is bad, bad as a bag. She in astonishment from the way that I demolish it. She hold my trash, she took my coat. I let her break down that cush, I know I tap me, man. Money's my bitch, that bitch said no, I bang that same move, that boy. World told me I'm a real rude boy. Why told me how to get what I want? A bad told me what to do that boy. Me in my blood, some in me is all bad. This shot gon' bust so quick, you won't have time to hold that. A vital walk is hit, your ass gon' fall fast. Ain't won't nobody even say who hit so call that.
Thank you.
FlawlessTracks.net.
Oh, damn. Yo, that was Captain K featuring DJ Ruckus with Fate Remix. Represent. It's from Midwest somewhere. I forgot. I can't think of exactly where he's from, but he's representing. So shout out to him doing his numbers. We got a caller, G, so let's see what's goody. Caller, you live and direct. What's popping?
Hey, what it is? It's Miss Moore. How y'all doing?
Fine. How are you doing? Happy New Year's Eve.
Happy New Year's. Yeah, definitely. I'm good, you know. Just hanging in there.
See, you finally decided to bless us on the show. That's what's up. What's your New Year's resolution?
Well, this is not my first time calling. I don't call often, but this is my second time calling you guys, actually.
It's been a while.
What's the topic today, actually?
What's your New Year's resolution?
Oh, that's the topic. I don't have a resolution. I have a plan. I have a bunch of plans that I want to put into work. One of my plans is to definitely get my music off the ground and start promoting my stuff. One of my other plans is to start up like maybe a little business of my own. So that's the plan for this year.
Nice. So you're gonna get that in motion?
Yeah, that's what I'm working on. I'm working on all of that right now. So
okay, that's what's up. We have any of your music? Are you sending music out or whatnot to be heard?
Well, Jamia has the track that I'm promoting right now. So she could definitely play that for you. It should be in her email. I think she heard it the other day. So
okay, so I'm getting the green light. We're getting the green light to play this exclusive.
Yeah, you're getting the green light to play the exclusive track. It's called Resilience. I recorded it out in LA earlier this year, so I hope you guys enjoy it.
Nice. You got to send me that, yo, so we can get it up on the air.
Yeah. Definitely will.
I'm talking to G Steam. She already know who I'm talking to. You need to send me that track. So we can get it popping and get it up.
Yeah,
I got you for next week. Definitely, I'm gonna need to get a little short bio on photo so we can get that up on globalshine.com if you would like to put that up on the site as well. So.
Yeah, no problem. I'm actually putting together a little mini video. I had a rehearsal with acoustic guitar player, and I took footage of it. So basically I'm going to put that together with the song and put a little video out. And as soon as I get that done, I'm going to send it to you.
Nice. Send that to us, please. We love to support the ladies. We're all about support. Let the people know where they can get in contact at you. If you got a Twitter, Facebook, any of that, let them know. Give it to them so they can get in contact with you.
Yeah, if y'all want to reach me, all you have to do is go to at the Silent Rebel with an extra L, and that's my Twitter name. That's the best way to reach me. Just tweet me, and I will tweet you back. I'll follow you, and we could connect from there. So.
You heard it live and direct. Yo, don't
catch
me. Is that Sam?
Huh?
Ooh, is this Sam?
Yeah, it's Sam.
Why is he saying it was you?
I want to maintain my professional, stance. That's why. It's Miss Moore.
I didn't even know it was you until you said the freaking Twitter. I am the worst ever. This is NAB, of course. This is the Silent Rebel on Twitter. Hit her up, yo. You already know that she's NAB as well, so you rock it out with NAB with another NAB.
Definitely. I have to give you all the professional name. Miss Moore is the title that I go by in my professional life. So,
Well, we keep it now, of course. And you will actually get to see Miss Moore on the 18th at the awards, at the Elegant Hoodness Music Program Top 10 Art of the Year Awards. She will be there, of course. So that's going down in the town. You already know what it is. Gia, you coming?
Say it again.
Are you coming?
Huh? I am trying my best. It's not looking good for me right now, but I am trying my best.
What do we need to do? What do we need to do to get you out here?
Someone needs to win the lottery so I can get a private jet to get there and get back in one night, and that's not happening. So, I'm definitely working. I'm trying to work the issue, trying to see what I can do. But like I said, if I don't make it, rock out for me. I got the new Droid 3, so someone that has FaceTime or Uvo or something, hit me up so I could be, you know, pretending I'm there. You know, that's probably how we're going to do it.
We're going to be live streaming it. It's going to be crazy. So, yeah, you'll get to see it on the computer if you're not going to be here. But we will be partying for you in spirit.
Who ain't going to be there?
Huh?
Wait, you coming, right?
Yeah, I'm coming.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's make sure.
I'm telling you, we're going to be partying for G's team in spirit.
For sure.
Dude, well, of course, like she said, hit her up on Twitter, The Silent Rebel, and that's with two L's. So be sure to hit her up and get it popping. You got to
hang with us more?
What you said?
You going to hang with us?
Yeah. I'm here. I'm hanging in there.
She's hanging with us. You need to send me some Coley B music as well, too.
Oh, yeah, the single actually is going to be ready in about a couple days, so I will definitely send that over as soon as it's ready.
Please send that over. We're going to get into some more music right now. You already know. You rocking out with NAB. And I got The Silent Rebel. Oh, my goodness. I'm shocked. I got to sign this. Great. All right. I got The Silent Rebel in the building. We got G-Steam in the building. Of course, you already know Miss Fifi is definitely in the building. Got to get us some more music right now. Hit us up, 646-478-3243. Hit us up live in the chat room, live.streetsradio.com. Continue to keep rocking out with us, baby. It's New Year's Eve. You got to keep it pop locking and drop it. Yo, let's get it. Let's go. I'm ready. You ready? Let's go.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm a hustler. I'm a here, you know what, I don't really understand this here. See, they say they want an independent woman, but, see, when I come to them about business, they don't know how to handle it.
I wonder why.
See, I'm about mine. Is you really about yours? I mean, are you really, really about what you say? Yeah. Want you let go of my ego? He say he want my ego, but I'm all about this payroll. All
right.
Hey, want you let go of my ego? He say he want my ego, but I'm all about this payroll. Hey, pretty woman swag.
Pretty
woman swag.
Pretty.
$1 million girl, yeah, I'm all about that. Hey, a 5-star chick, yeah, I know that I'm the itch. A diva, I am this.
They tell me I'm a hustler. What happens to the independent woman? They hate it. Tell me why they hate it. Now I'm getting money and these boys can't take it. They tell me I'm a hustler. What happens to the independent woman? They hate it. Tell me why they hate it. Now I'm getting money and these boys can't take it.
Star, ghetto superstar, sliding through the magic city in an unidentified car. Roll that car, I'm headed to Mars. Harden, I got them bars. Pimpin', I got them broads. Magnum extra large. On that loud, don't wanna come down. Find me up in them clouds, smelling like a pound. And my clip is full of rounds. Look at my entourage, we clicked up. Raw life, don't give a fuck. Every night, a different slut. Try to fuck me up, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm pouring up, she wants some. I'm rolling up, they gon' come. Straight to the VIP, everything on me. I got them Hondas. My Drake don't give me no taste. Give me that ass, don't give me that waist. Give me them lips, now give me her face. If I pop this pill, I'ma catch me a case. I'm a star, rockstar, and I'm flexing on them. Taking off like George Jetson on them. I'ma go Led Zeppelin on them. A star. And you can't tell me shit. I do my show, then leave with your hoe. Then it's back to the dope. I'm out the dope. Well.
To a nigga eyes, I bet you is a star, you see. Pussy nigga, I shine bright in the headlight. Raw like, yeah, we roll tight. Try to stop, I shine, I wish a fuck nigga would just might. Get love everywhere we go. Real niggas, they respect the flow.
That's right.
Got them haters back, cause they know that we bout to blow. You see us speeding right past y'all. Looking at you in the rear view. Up there with the clouds, cuz when you love to see this view. I'm a rock star without skinny jeans and a mohawk.
Yeah.
Rather put that work in, show and prove and let them critics talk.
Yeah.
Y'all can say what y'all wanna, go ahead and go for it. But I bet you on one thing, y'all can't do it the way that we do it.
Uh-huh.
We that two-man army, Scotland and Malone. Pick and roll, you suckers, we in a class of our own. 5'6", Trey, or 5, consider us homegrown. Best believe we on our own, coming to get that throne, boy.
chronic and the Vega, and I'm only smoking with the fader. It's too many heads up in the house, so when I like this blunt, best believe y'all getting your ass out. We like that sticky, icky green shit, and I mean this. Separate the motherfucking bush from the secrets, and don't quit until it had that ass choking. No joking, I can't keep my eyes open and can't remember what was said to me. I lost track of the conversation once the blunt was getting fed to me. We getting blasted in the dope house, I'm choked out. I had to open the window to let the smoke out. We need somebody to grab us some fucking rocks and bring it back to the spot for the whole pop. And then we come anew and get fucked up, chest bust up from all the smoke that just rushed
up. Well, it's like 2 into 3, I need some endo weed. I'm not no dope, but I'm key, so take an HIT and pass the joint. Cause ain't no kids in this house that need babysitting. And don't be wetting the stove, you make a nigga feel like quitting. But I smoke fat bats all day. I'm even smoking the rushes until they turn into ash, man. And you might say I got too much on it, but that is like a criminal, America's most wanted. So my nigga, if you want a hitter, you got to go to the store and fade it with the liquor. These trickers be getting these niggas good, smoking up they weed and then they go and fuck another nigga in the hood. Yeah, you know it, you act like you grow it. So since you giving weed away, you might as well let me owe you. Or do I treat you like a punk? Buy a cigar and take your shit and tell my niggas
Some people just are mad careless when it comes to the rules of the road, you know what I mean? Like, it's wild. I don't even understand. Like, yeah, it's wild. Like, the people out here, they drive so crazy. They can't drive. Like, they just be driving fucked up. I mean, like, I don't understand. Like, yeah. It's crazy out here. I be seeing mad people get into accidents. And just for...
And along with accidents, we definitely got these reckless Twitter beefs that be going on, which article I just read recently where Young Jeezy had a friend that got killed about, about 3 weeks ago over a beef on Twitter. And it's like, really, people are taking this stuff really seriously, and we really need to find a medium where people can realize that what people, what you say has a consequence. But
right.
At the same time, you don't have to act on what's being said to you every time. Like, it's on Twitter, let it go. Like, really, it just don't make no sense. And people don't know how to talk things out no more. Everyone wants to fight and shoot and whatever. I mean, damn, we can't even go to throwing bowls no more. Everybody got to use a weapon. So, I mean, it's just getting crazy. And I'm hoping for the new year. I know ain't much going to change, but people need to stop this violence. Like, it's getting ridiculous.
And then over bullshit at that. Like, it'd be mad lame. It'd be very lame. So, yeah, people do be doing mad shit talking on Twitter behind a computer screen. But, you know, in real life, they bitch made. So just let them live their life on Twitter, Facebook, whatever they doing, and keep it moving. I don't know. What did he say happened? What was the whole beef about?
Of course, he didn't really go into details because it's pretty much, you know, still like an open case. So he didn't really speak on it, but he did say he, you know, when he heard, he went straight to the hospital and he was with the mother and, you know, just having to comfort her and knowing that, you know, her child passed away. And, you know, I'm pretty sure it was over something petty. And the fact mm-hmm. that people want to call big and bold on Twitter and then you can't even address the person, you got to shoot them or you got to kill them. It's just, you know, people don't realize the effect until they locked up or until it hits home. And
it's like nonsense for a social network to cause someone's death. It's not normal. It's not okay. That's a problem.
What
exactly?
You talking about when a social network could cause that much drama?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Not drama. I mean, that it could lead to someone's death.
Right.
I think that's ridiculous.
And even Disney himself was saying this is supposed to be a site where you can network. You can do stuff, and he's like, I don't even think I want to be on Twitter no more because it's just too much drama.
Yeah, because people take things personally. That's the problem. You could put anything up there. I could go on my Twitter right now and write something really very general and have mad people hitting me up, like, you talking about me? What do you mean by that? You know, that's the thing. People take things very personally when they see it. So, you know, that's how the drama starts.
And then not even that, it's just then people add to it. Like, I just passed through the article where they was like, oh, Rihanna is subtweeting Chris Brown, and Chris Brown subtweeting her. And it's like, you know, he could have been talking about his girlfriend, and she just had just something right back to back, and, like, everybody's going to retweet it, you know, just like where, you know, his mom and her. And it's just like, you know, then you get people instigating or wanting to say their 2 cents and not realizing that they're, you know, adding to the fuel. And you know, so it's like at the end of the day, it's like the internet can be the greatest thing in the world, but it can also be the deadliest thing in the world at the same time. And a lot of it's going on, like between beefs and bullying and all this stuff and...
Well, yeah, all of that stuff. And people going back and forth with each other on that. They are. But it's. I think it's foolish if you could talk to somebody in person. You know, at the end of the day, it's a foolish way to talk to someone. You should be able to approach them and be like, look, this is the problem that I have. How are we going to fix it? you know. I don't know. Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here.
I was making sure I'm still connected. I didn't hear nothing.
Yeah, I'm right here. But not, yeah. It's a crazy situation, yo. People, I don't know. That's a crazy shit. That's a crazy situation.
I'm pretty sure Ms. Moore don't watch Love and Hip Hop, I'm sure.
Of course not. I don't even watch TV. I have no clue what's going on. I have
you
not
know,
a clue.
Hip hop, right?
Yes. I will say I do reality shows sometimes when I'm bored, but Love and Hip Hop drew me from the first thing, and it's just funny, and it's like just to see what people like, but these fights is like ridiculous.
Ridiculous, okay? That is just too much. Too much. Like,
you know what it is? It's coonery.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It's too much.
They got
like,
a bunch of... Oh, man. That stuff... I don't know what they're trying to depict by these shows, though. I mean, it's entertainment, but what are they really trying to show?
I don't know. Like... Why they? Well, this season is crazy. It was crazy from the start. The girl Kim Bella, that's Joel's baby mom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, she didn't got into another fight because the first one she got into a fight with what's his name?
Chrissy Kim Bella's girl.
Yeah. Jim Jones' girl. They got into
right.
a fight. Now she gets into a fight with some other chick. This past, well, what's her name? Erica?
Elsa. Nina, I think.
Yeah, Erica
and
Nina.
Yeah. That fight just threw me off because I know how they cut a lot of things out. But I'm like, where did she get off coming to a place she was invited to? And just going off at the mouth.
Right.
And then to look at this article where she's like, oh, they betrayed me wrong and I wanted them to cut it out and, you know, and they're making me look bad and da da da. But it's like at the end of the day, you knew it was going to be aired.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's how you would react, I mean, I would say I probably would react the same way if someone threw a glass at me, like, why you always got to be throwing objects? But at the same time, it's like, why are you going to pop off at the mouth and then get surprised when someone throws something at your face? So I would like to know how that argument actually started and what's the real behind-the-scenes story. Because watching it, it didn't make any sense to me.
Well, they edit a lot of that stuff, so the real information is probably there somewhere.
That's what I would like to know, because I don't see you being surprised that you get attacked when you're talking so reckless. So I'm like, there has to be some
trust and believe. There's so many people that's disconnected from what they do that they really probably wouldn't think somebody. They just say whatever they want to say and think somebody won't react. Trust me, I know people like that. So they're very disconnected from what happens when they say stuff. So it's not that impossible. That she really didn't think. Huh?
I don't think they should have edited. I think they should have let it put it out so we can see what the hell was going on. Because they edited a little too much. They made it just look like she just attacked her.
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean? They didn't let the whole story play out. Like, it was just too weird. And then, what's her name? Tierra Maria, whatever. She looking like, what the hell?
Yeah, they try to make it look like a random attack.
Yeah, or, nah, like, it was something happened. She said, bitch, you fucking up my money. Bitch, I'm gonna fuck you up. That's all we heard. You girls is crazy. Let's move to some more.
There's a lot of craziness going on.
Man,
man, it's too much craziness going on. Especially with the reality shows. Now they got...
The world is crazy.
Say that again?
I said, now they got baseball wives, they got mob wives, they got everybody's fucking wife.
So we got baseball wives?
Yeah, that's for real shit. That's for real.
I'm like, really?
Is that for real?
Yes, that's for real.
Oh, my goodness. What in the world is going on? So now they're going to have a bunch of Spanish chicks fighting each other on TV. Is that what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm. That's already happened.
So they got the black ones fighting each other. They got the Spanish ones fighting each other. So what's next, hockey wives? Like, so we can see the white ladies fighting each other. Like,
no, they already got the white women been fighting, girl. They got Beverly Hills with housewives and all that shit.
You know, we need to have soccer wives and lacrosse wives and rugby wives.
Fucking volleyball wives. I'll probably watch me some volleyball wives, though.
Hell to the mouth.
No, girl, they have got TV has just, like, lost it. Everything's a reality show. Everything.
Mm-hmm. But it's so far from reality. That's the crazy part.
That's the crazy part.
I will say, though, I do like T.I.'s reality show.
Yeah.
It's funny, but, and I'm not even going to lie, like, even with all the drama, I actually do like Love and Hip Hop because, it has some type of substance to it. Even though they be, you know, Chrissy always be going
there
to
ain't
her.
No substance. I don't believe it.
It's actually what goes on in the music business. Like, for real, like, drama is the music business. Showing that. Mm-hmm. And it just makes you look at people in a different light and not just, you know, oh, they're all hard and stuff and whatever. Like, who really would think Jim Jones would be crying on television? That's what I'm talking about. Like, that's
but that's the thing about, you know, that's the thing about fame and the images you see, they dehumanize people. So, for me, it's not a shock that he cries. He's a human being just like me. All of them are human beings just like you. People get so, that's the thing, you're so detached from the fact that they're human that you're surprised to see them cry. Like, I can't, I can't watch TV. I can't do it. I can't. I can't. But I understand where you're coming from. I understand where you're coming from because a lot of people will feel the same way. It's like, you know, you see a celebrity, you never think that there's something, that anything could be wrong, or, you know, you don't see their emotions. You just see them up there smiling, getting awards and in a video singing, you know, so you don't really ever see the human part of them. So it's easy to forget that they are.
What do you think about T.I.'s show?
I've never seen his show, but I did see the Tiny and Toya thing a few times. Is that his show or no? That's not his, right?
No, that was
a girl show.
Oh, okay. Well, I never got a chance to see his show of itself, but I do know and see something about him that he is very down to earth. So I could imagine that his show is probably a reflection of who he is more than anything else. So I, you know, pretty sure it's pretty good. So I haven't gotten a chance to get to it.
Now, I would be seeing Ginuwine and Soleil do a reality show, but I think it would just be too overwhelming with all, it's going to become a trend.
Yeah, it is a trend already.
But I'm surprised that, I mean, they seem to be, you know, doing good in their relationship, but I didn't realize they had so many damn kids together.
They got eight kids, girl.
They have eight?
Yeah. He has four kids from a few previous relationships. Then they have two together, and she has two from a previous relationship.
And I looked at one of the excerpts of an interview that he had, and the guy actually asked him how many baby mamas, and he said four.
Mm.
But then he was asked, what would he say to basically another dude in the same situation? And he would say, you know, he wouldn't change his, you know, having his kids, but the way he went about it, because, it's a, you know, and it is true, it's a lot of drama when you have a baby mama or a baby daddy.
Of course.
So now that I have more than one, I can just imagine.
Yeah. I don't want those issues, man. If I have multiple, donors, they all have to live together. That's it. It's
huh?
not gonna be, huh?
Wait, I missed that. Wait a minute, you talking about the baby daddy?
Yeah, I said if I have multiple donors, they all have to live together, like each other, and get along. It's gonna have to be a situation. It's not gonna be me. I'm over here.
Wow, girl.
Wow.
She is
pimping. Hey, pimping is just keeping everything organized because who, you know, think about it.
I'm gonna see that happen. If that happens, you know the world is coming to an end. For real.
No, there's people who live like that. What do you think they call people, them polygamous people? Do they do the same thing? What's the difference? They married, huh?
That thing's tragic. 50 wives.
They all live together.
That means they have 50 wives.
Yeah, they be all, yeah, everybody's the man with 50 wives and all that. You know, I'm pretty sure they got women with multiple husbands. I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. They're out there. I mean, I've seen a show where this dude had, like, three wives, and they were lived in a big mansion, and they had, like, their own sections, but they could, like, roam around the house, you know, each house from the inside and stuff. And it was funny because they got in trouble because they had aired it, and so now they had, like, an investigation going on and stuff. But, I mean, people do it. I mean,
I don't understand how it's illegal to do it. I really don't understand, but we got to figure that out. Why is it illegal? Why is it illegal in this country for you to have multiple wives or husbands? What's illegal about it? Are you taking more men than you're allowed your ration? Like, what's the problem?
I'm
asking the question because if you really think about it, I don't really see how it affects anything, you know, socially. If you decide that you want to have multiple husbands, wives, whatever, that's your business. That's in the comfort of your home. You know, I don't know. And it's acceptable in most other cultures. It's just over here, it's like problem.
It's taboo over here.
Yeah, it's taboo over here. It's like a taboo thing. But, you know, would you rather, like, the situation we have over here with these girls who have, with these guys who have multiple baby mamas, why couldn't it have been that he had multiple wives or something like that and he just had children with them? Why got to be he over here with this one and over there with that one? You know, why can't it be a situation with more together? Because you obviously see there's something about nature that causes that to happen, for him to want to have all these kids with different people. And you know, most of them wanting to do it.
Just knocking them up.
Exactly. Because I think it's a nature thing. I think it's part of a man's nature. Not every man. I believe this for the black culture. I'm speaking only on our behalf because I know we have African heritage. I think it is something in the genetic code somewhere that a black man feels like he needs to have more than one woman and to impregnate more than one woman. So it's not acceptable socially because of the structure we have here, oh, be one person, marry that person, whatever. But I think somewhere along the line it's something that's genetic because it's too prevalent in our culture where people do this. You know?
It is.
And that's and why I think we. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. What
were
you about to say?
No, I'll say I think we look down on it because of the culture we live in. I don't really think we look down on it because we think it's wrong.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of be dads out here. A lot of deadbeats.
Mhm. Deadbeats. Yeah. And they run away because the law makes them like the law puts a pressure on them, and it's all about money. It's really not about how much time they're gonna spend with the kid. Because if a man knew that he could have a kid and not have to worry about a financial obligation, I'm pretty sure that he would stay. Because a lot of our men don't have really a lot financially to give, so they run away.
That's the problem. They shouldn't run away. They should try to get some.
Yeah, they should. They should. But, you know, I was talking about the situation at hand, not what I think is right or wrong. Just saying, you know, this is what it is.
Yeah. That's true.
2012,
they got to change.
Dead beach,
you got to rise up and do something.
That's right. I'll tell you one thing. Any man that I decide to have a child with, I'm going to be responsible for my child. I ain't waiting for him. I mean, I'll be very happy if he offers and he's a part of the child's life financially and everything. But if he's not, I am not going to live my life miserable because he's not there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do what I got to do. Yeah. First of all, I'm going to tell him straight up, you're a donor. You are not. No, I'm just joking.
Wow.
You know, you are not it. You're just a donor, but you are welcome to be a part of the child's life. I know these people probably think I'm crazy.
This is how they be done paraging, you already know. We're talking about the NAB. We're going to get into some more music right now. Because they crazy as hell. It's New Year's Eve. People, get drunk, get wasted, do whatever you need to do. Make sure you bring your New Year's in right, righteous, keep it righteous. You already know what it is to keep it true. Always, all day. Let's get to some more music right now. Hit us up, 646-478-3243. You already know what it is. Streets Radio, baby. Keep it popping.
Yo, listen up, young minds, every day the sun shines. Give thanks at least one time, don't become blind to the actions of man. Put in practice a plan, cause wherever on earth you may land, you gotta know where you stand. Drugs, contraband, dealing us a constant hand. See through the lies, gee, you gotta be a conscious man. While you're young, meditate upon the topic, fam. A lot of greed, people bleed for a lot of scams. Taking over foreign lands, boils down to the money you don't have. Can't grab us around you, they got us in round one. Now we're going round two. Put the power in the people's hands. No profound new idea of revelation. Heading straight for devastation. These corporations are Satan. We want a better nation. Young kings and queens, just keep building. Raise your voice to the heavens now. Underestimate every day what the poor discuss. When we get enlightened, they're frightened. There's plenty more of us. See, I'm used to being broke, but if they had to adjust, give away the money they hoard and live in plush. Bombs would hit the dust, break out the riot gear. Only way to truly change the whole entire biosphere. I mean, we're dying here for money we don't know. That's money that's controlled by 1% of the globe. Young man, young woman, do your research. These jerks create many disease and deceive earth. We church, you and I are the congregation. All this other debating is simply separation, modern day segregation. So please think clear. It's why we gamble, why we lust, why we drink beer. Keep some mind off the fact we got a choice right now. I wanna hear your voice. Children, they see you as a future puppet. Just pawns while they're filling up the banks by the buckets. While we sank through the ruckus, they were sipping martinis. Controlling our thoughts through the width of our TVs. And we know it now, we had enough time for a real change. Don't live equally, that don't even feel strange. Cause the schemes were immune to impending doom. Listen to me now, my, it's ending soon. You the youth are informed, so before the storm, tell all these Babylonians they've been warned. I mourn for the martyrs that were slaughtered by these cowards. Things are getting heavy, kind of dark about an hour. Let's take away the power. You know I'm no friend of them. Worship false idols, straight bowing to the Benjamins. But you will take charge, God willing, cause my faith is still in the...
When I was in between your thighs on your bed making love, she was telling me I was a player, saying that I always cheated, saying that she really loved me, knowing that she didn't mean it. Caught in the matrix like Neo, cause when I tried to leave, she damn near was on her knees, yeah. I almost couldn't breathe, yo, she grabbed me by my shoulders like I'm having a seed, And that's what made everything crazy, cause we got that abortion instead of having that baby, damn, And we both went tears. If your parents found out, they'll be mad at you for years. If my parents found out, they'll be happier than theirs. And that's one of the reasons why you'll be mad at me for years. I swear we could've made the best pair. I mean, pair like together, not something you can wear. Yeah. And I was trying to be there, but you rejected me out of fear. Yeah.
I know you hate me, but you wanna tell me you love me, you miss me, you love me, you hate me. But you miss me, why you wanna diss me? I know you hate me, but you wanna tell me you love me, you miss me, you love me, you hate me. But you miss me, why you wanna diss me?
She was like, we can't resolve it. I was trying to solve it, that was locked in the augment. About a lot of stuff I didn't see or didn't know. We didn't grow, cause all that old shit, she couldn't let it go. Oh shit, she was on a mission, telling her friends I think I'm missing, acting like she in prison, knocking the walls down, she built the prism, her religion says if it's meant to be, then you go and get him, but that's something she didn't follow, me saying it's over, that's something she couldn't swallow, had too many booze, you would think this the Apollo, more booze than the ghost, my insides were hollow. No heart, I played it smart on my next one. I was praying to God, hoping that she the best one. She was praying to God, hoping that I fail. Knowing damn well, putting me down makes me excel.
I know you hate me, but you wanna tell me you love me, you miss me, you love me, you hate me. But you miss me, why you wanna diss me? I know you hate me, but you wanna tell me you love me, you miss me, you love me, you hate me. But you miss me, why you wanna diss me?
Everything you want.
She got everything I want.
Everything you need.
She got everything I need.
I got it, I got it, I got it, babe.
You got it.
I got it, I got it, I got it, babe.
Alright.
Everything you want.
She got everything I want.
Everything.
everything you want.
She got everything I want.
Everything you need.
She got everything I need.
I got it, I got it, I got it, babe.
She got it.
I got it, I got it, I got it, babe.
Alright.
Everything you want.
She got everything I want.
Everything you need.
She got everything I need.
I got it, I got it, I got it, babe.
She got it.
I got it.
I got it,
hey. Come up over here, turn up all them lights. Cause candlelight, geez, if you like it right. You got it, and I like it. Ain't tricky if you got it. Put that cash in my wallet. And baby, don't stop it. Even though I'm feeling you, and you say I got it too.
I
ain't trying to hurt your feelings. I am a savage, baby. And no, I ain't the lady. And can I have your everything you want.
She got everything I want.
Everything you need.
She got everything I need.
I got it, I got it, I got it, babe.
She got it.
I got it, I got it, I got it, babe.
Alright.
Everything you want.
She got everything I want.
Everything you need.
She got everything I need.
I got it, I got it, I got it, babe.
She got it.
I got it. I got it, I got it.
Hey, it's just me and you against the world. You my main boo, and I'm your only girl. You say you feeling me? Well, but be loving that. You lay me on my side and kiss all on my chest. Bubba bad, bubba bad, bubba boy, just make me feel good. Just the way you should. You grinding, I'm grinding, and we be getting it in. I'm talking about bending over and taking it to bed. You everything but one, and everything but me. I got it, you got it, so let's make it happen, baby. I'm talking about doing this crazy shit. I'm talking about trading places.
Everything you want.
She got everything I want.
Everything you need.
She got everything I need.
I got it, I got it, I got it, babe.
She got it.
I got it, I got it, I got it, babe.
Alright.
Everything you want.
She got everything I want.
Everything you need.
She got everything I need.
I got it, I got it, I got it, babe.
She got it.
I got it. I got it, I got it, babe.
Yeah.
me what you know about me. Queen of the CLE to the V. But do not get it twisted. Now I'm down in Texas, so I'm soon to be the queen of the 713. So if you got a big booty, make it clap. Make it clap. Make it clap. And if you niggas come to Nina, make it clap. Make it clap. Bitch. Roll it, roll it, roll it. Kush. Smoke it, smoke it, smoke it. Kush. Break it down, kush. Roll it up, kush. Light it up, kush. Smoking no kush. Roll it, roll it, roll it. Kush. Smoke it, smoke it, smoke it. Kush. Break it down, kush. Roll it up, kush. Light it up, kush. Smoking no kush. Do I love these hoes? No, but I tell them so. I got them writing, I love Nina in they book notes. I mean, they notebooks. I got them so shook. And if you do not see your beef, then take a second look. Call me Miss David Blaine, nigga, I stay lifted. Got a restraining order on dick, cause I'm dead, bitch. Smoking on the finest while you lame, smoke on that bad bitch. Vegetarian, nigga, all I know is cabbage. Green, Hulk, bitch, I'm the most incredible. Looking for the next contestant to get knocked off they pedestal. I'm fed up with these local bitches, acting like they federal. Killing these bitches, man, I hope they got some medical. Roll it, roll it, roll it, kush. Smoke it, smoke it, smoke it, kush. Break it down, kush. Roll it up, kush. Light it up, kush. Smoking out, kush. Roll it, roll it, roll it, kush. Smoke it, smoke it, smoke it, kush. Break it down, kush. Roll it up, kush. Light it up, kush.
R.I.P. to the competition.
Tell me what you know about this. Tell me what you know about that. Tell me what you know about risk. What you know about getting back. Them niggas don't live with they rap. Them boys ain't been in no trap. Them niggas don't know about this. Them boys don't know about that. Ayy, you don't know about it. You don't know about it. You don't know about it. Tell me what you know about that. You don't know nothing. You don't know nothing. You don't know nothing. What you know about that? Hold up, stop the shit. That's word to that red sign. Don't think cause I'm laid up, I'm on flat line, yo red line. My niggas tuck guns in, catch you slipping, it's bedtime. Gotta kill you by a certain time. Now that's what I call a deadline. Deadline, deadline. Can't call it like a deadline. When they hit little homie up, I was in Miami getting fed prime. Got my bitch in the studio, she the best super headline. Call her my little ghost rider, she helped me come with them headlines. Headlines, headlines, put your name in them headlines. Niggas beefing, that's cool, give me mine with some red wine. Shouts out to my big homie, when he left he said grind. My nigga moved so much Britney Spears, they gave that boy Kevin bedtime. Bedtime, bedtime, locked down all day. Real nigga, by myself, Kevin Hart with it all day. Night. Rather go night-night, nigga. Don't look at that white light, nigga. I'm back on this dog shit. If you scared, get a nightlight, nigga. Tell me what you know about this. Tell me what you know about that. Tell me what you know about risk. What you know about getting back. Them niggas don't live with they rap. Them boys ain't been in no trap. Them niggas don't know about this. Them boys don't know about that. Ayy, you don't know about it. You don't know about it. You don't know about it. Tell me what you know about that. You don't know nothing. You don't know nothing.
Hey, Fat, what up?
Nothing. Tell me what you know about that.
Crushing all of these bitches.
Bitches.
Stunting all on these niggas.
Niggas.
50 racks in my pocket.
Pocket.
All the way to go get it.
Get it.
Northside, and we popping. Pop I was never scared of no nigga. Catch me deep down in that jungle with them lost snakes and gorillas. I be riding around a four wheeler. Drop tops with no ceilings. And I ain't talking about too much, bitch. Ball Harbor can't hoop shit. Thank God for this locked cell, cause jail cells are tuna fish. They lock me down in that hellhole on state roll like a lunatic. Tell me what you know about this. Tell me what you know about that. Tell me what you know about bricks. 32 racks, I'll get you that stamp. Them boys ain't told no straps. Them boys ain't up in that trap. Them niggas ain't about that light. Tell you about that white and I'm like, where's that, nigga?
track. Them niggas don't know about this. Them boys don't know about that. Ayy, you don't know about it. You don't know about it. You don't know about it. Tell me what you know about that. You don't know nothing. You don't know nothing. You don't know nothing. Tell me what you know about that.
I woke up early. Thank you. the big boy said, that's the only thing that keep me level up in my crazy ass. Stone on the run, run, no fun if not, it's scary from the email red, man. I swear to give you 100, if I have it, then I'll be dead. My soul be bad, like, I think that I choose, still keep it up, make goose. Converse club, you and me, juice, and all my niggas rolling up in the boat, who got me on another one. Someone please roll me another one, they tell me y'all good things must send, but those motherfuckers ain't have this brand, I can't believe.
Yeah, you. That's what I thought.
No,
what you mean?
We
we're supposed to be coming down out there.
Yeah, but I'm saying is you coming out there, shoot. You gonna leave it the same? You gonna leave it the same? No, I'm fine.
I probably am. I just gotta figure out what day or whatnot. So I have to get it in advance. You already know I'm I'm a mother, so me being a mother, you know, I gotta have stuff in advance. I need to know.
Nah, I'll tell you what. It looks like it's going to be on the 25th, so we're going to see.
Okay. Oh, the 25th. All right, all right.
So, but now I feel you definitely, you know, the family comes first. So definitely that's something I had to learn how to balance, and I know it's about to get crazy, so I'm really going to have to start balancing that. So I'm going to take notes from you, okay?
Which kind of coach are you talking about?
Shoot, any one of them, any one he do is dope. We could do the League of Winners. We could do So Soulful. It don't matter. Either one is a moment. It's a moment in time.
It's a moment in time, baby. We celebrating New Year's Eve right here live on Streets Radio, rocking out with NAB. Shout out to my boo Sam, the Silent Rebel. Be sure to follow her on Twitter, NAB. Of course, you already know what it is. Follow her on Twitter, The Silent Rebel, and that's Rebel with two L's. It's very, very simple. Follow us on Twitter as well. Follow me, Miss Fifi NAB. Follow G Steam 843. We getting it in, yo. Rocking out with NAB. Crazy topics. Everything of that nature. Just chopping it up. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in with us. Shout out to everybody that's in the chat room. Yo, it's a good look. 2011 was good to us. 2012 is going to be even better. So when y'all celebrating tonight, be sure to celebrate and bring in a new year right. You already know what it is. We're about to get into some more music right now before we get up out of here. Of course, it's going down Wednesday, January 18, 2012, bringing in the new year right at the Elegantly's Musical Program Top 10 Artists of the Year Awards. It's crazy. The voting polls went down last night. It was crazy, crazy, crazy. Now we get in the process of picking the top 10 artists of the year. So it's going to be crazy. Y'all be sure to come through, come out and kick it with us. January 18th is going to be bananas. It's going to be all types of people in the building. The Lox is going to be in the building. DJ Lazy K, Murder Baby, everybody's going to be in the building. It's going to be insane. So be there or be square. You do not want to be an L7. That's not a good look. We got Calico, of course, on deck. We got the AEG Cypher that's on deck. It was a lot of them. It was a lot in that Cypher and whatnot. We're going to be playing that along with some other joints we're going to be playing as well. I know y'all hear that Rick James in the background, Mary Jane. Blaze it up, ladies and gentlemen. Blaze it up. G-Sting, she may not condone it, but I do. I smoke heavy.
I please
Let's get to this music right now. You already know what it is, baby. We in there like swimwear. Let's go.
Get it.
Hey, Wayne, it's prime time.
Here waiting on our flight, man. They told it might be a few hours. So just sit back and vibe with me, you know? Don't get to talk too much on the track, man. Have a good time. Listen, this is hard of your dope. This thoughts of niggas is
focus. I said the magic word to my surprise, the door open. Kick my days off, left them by the floor, man. Welcome to the winner's circle, now it's a known fact. Walls of France are selling platinum and gold plaques. Most valuable players, look at these boys' stats. Many have tried and failed cause they wasn't worth it. While I'm like Irvin, increasing the value of my jersey. That money wake me up early when the birds chirping. And I keep my grass cut for all you snakes and serpents. Y'all was chasing fame while I constructed monuments. Now I enjoy success and all of its condiments. It's the Bill Fly Young, it's the enterprise. The new homepage, the mothers get minimized. The only game where cheaters never get penalized. And it's the counterculture, welcome to the Renaissance.
Motherfucking way, I can't lose. Shit, you can shoot me, but you
you can't kill me. Oh, what a day.
Good. So this is what it feel like to make something out of nothing, huh? For a young nigga to start with nothing and get motherfucking rich on your dumb ass. Finally famous, nigga. Bitch, my life is nothing but a G-chain. Pick up 100 G's, take off a G-string. Click full of G's and some badass bitches. I know you're head to the streets, okay, well, holla at me. But a G-thang. Pick up 100 G's, take off a G-string. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, they love me to pieces. Got up in the game cause I was tired of the bleachers. Get rich, repeat it, feed it, taste it, I'm dealish, dearish. Looking so good, she put me on her fuck for free list. Whoa. I turn her on before I go in. I swear that pussy keyless. I might let her rock the mic, then let her friend come get the remix.
Oh boy, you do it.
Roll a rich nigga weed.
Rich nigga weed.
With a rich nigga bitch.
Rich nigga bitch.
Ride around the city in a rich nigga whip. Yeah, nigga pay the grip. For all this rich nigga shit. And all these bad hoes, they want a rich nigga dick. Oh God.
God,
this life is such a blessing. See, I smoke till I can't smoke no more, and drink is no exception, man. These crazy niggas crazy. Nigga, when you gon' learn your lesson? They won't talk shit about your plaques, but they gon' talk when you arrested, man. So fuck em. My life is nothing but a G-chain. Pick up 100 G's, take off a G-string. Click full of G's and some badass bitches. Oh, you head to the streets, okay, well, holla if you hear us.
I keep it G, 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 I keep it, I keep it, I keep it G, 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 I keep it G.
Tim Ben Francis, nigga, that's a G, homie. Flex the pinky ring, baby, you can ski on it, put it in your uterus. You haul, I move the shit. Baby, I'm a shark, and these rappers taste like tuna fish.
Hell,
look at this movie with no movie script. I diarrhea, do the shit. Just bought an old school, so that's my newest whip.
Yeah.
Cartier's on, I can see all through the shit. I spell Southside with a F, that stand for foolishness.
Ooh.
Fuck that shit. Fuck with us, we'll have you in some luxury. I need a stash spot for a couple keys. When I'm in the Gucci store, I spend some G's to wear some G's.
Oh,
if you was a sucker, I'ma charge your ass a sucker fee. Luckily, smoking on that boat for me. Presidential evidence. Truck so big, I can't park it at my residence. Wallet so big, I can't put it in my back pocket. Soon as the ass dropping, the cash dropping.
Yeah.
My life is nothing but a G-chain. Pick up 100 G's, take off a G-string. Click full of G's and some badass bitches. Oh, you head to the streets, okay, well, holla if you hear us.
I keep it G, I keep it G, I keep it G, I keep it G, I keep it, I keep it, I keep it, I keep it G, 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 I keep it G.
I deserve congrats. Turn my old car to a new.
Whoa.
My basement to a presidential view.
View.
One in a two, really to a few.
View.
Niggas wanna see me fall off. Oh shit, fall off and turn into you.
You.
Fuck around, turn this peace sound to a peep.
Whoa.
Two times, now you little motherfucking screwed.
Boy.
I feel like slapping a hoe. Keep a bad bitch at the pass of the dough. Never ever break these bras off a loo. Once I give them something, they be asking for more. If I run out, then I'm snatching up yours. Man, I remain a quadruple, triple OG, triple OG, triple OG.
G.
And that's not a maybe eating a nigga, that's up for sure. My life is nothing but a G-chain. Pick up 100 G's, take off a G-string. Click full of G's and some badass bitches. Oh, you head to the streets, okay, well, holla if you hear us.
I keep it G, I keep it G, I keep it G, I keep it G, I keep it, I keep it, I keep it, I keep it G, 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 I keep it G.
already know what it is. Live direct right here, Streets Radio, rocking out with NAB. We got about 5 minutes left of the show. You already know. Thank you guys for tuning in with us, rocking out with us on this Eve. Be sure when y'all get out there and kick it tonight, make sure that y'all doing it right. You already know what it is. Y'all getting y'all drink on or whatever. Make sure y'all got them designated drivers on deck. You already know how we get down with the get down. Everybody want to get saucy on New Year's. Don't do nothing you wouldn't have done at the beginning of the year. You already know what it is. I like to shout out my whole squad. You already know what it is. Team Man, NAB. We winning. We in there like swimwear, baby. You already know how we does it. Every year is a great year. 2012 is going to be even better. You dig, bud? Fuck with us. You already know. ElegantHunters.name.com. Be sure to go there, get in tune with everything that's going on, the tours and everything like that, the showcases, radio shows, all of it. Be sure to get in tune with the You Already Know What It Is. And I see y'all January 18th is going to be bananas. You got anything to say before we get up out of here?
Man, I just say Happy New Year. Shout out to all the artists doing their thing. Shout out to NAB. Shout out to ADV General. Shout out to DJ Nightcrawler. Shout out to B100 Radio. I have to make sure y'all go to globalshine.com, hit up them two new mixtapes to rock out on your way to the club, smoking, whatever you chose to do in the new year. Shout out to AEG and all of the whole family for the rock into this cypher. He says it's dope, so about to see what it is, and we'll basically get everybody's views next week. So everyone, be safe, be cool, drive safe. Get a damn cab because you know the person you with probably getting drunk too. So get a cab.
Be safe out there in these New Year streets. Don't be shooting up each other and shit like that. People bring in the New Year right. Let's not have any casualties in the New Year. You already know what it is. So everybody love one another. Keep it real. Keep it real. You already know how it is. NAB, we are so much out of here. We love y'all. Happy New Year, everybody. Let's go.
Doing it, I'm hooing it to four past well. Never are one of your attitudes, you have to be pale. Somebody love you, baby girl, call Patty LaBelle. Being focused on the triple sign, it ain't hard to tell. My cardboard and beat streets, hold the sneaks on the shelf. We saying four words alone, a blessing all in itself. So just imagine how it is when we all by ourselves. Tighter than a pair of speedos when the walls are spelt. Grab my watch and keep it moving, always leaving my belt. Carolina name cocky, yet I'm humble myself. Keep my mind and back it up, so this some mum your breath. Cause all that jibber y'all talking, take a bite, I should help. Yeah.
They don't think the South crack got talent, better guess again. Make sure you capitalize like a letterman. AEG, you know the team, Brett, yeah, we better than. Always on my P's and Q's, speech impediment. Quiet on the set, fly the little niggas, but well, riding on the jet. I'm a misfit, so you know, denying all the rest. You would think I got a Leo test, you lying on my chest. Shout out to my DJ, go get him, we got him. Always on the go, prostate problem state. Question my skill, and I kill him with laughter. And I fall hard, testicular cancer. I could change an average Jane to a TV model. Starting trends, drinking a Fiji bottle. Live what I say, no green screen combo. Stacking up green to let Luigi borrow.
Shine like an aurora, insight so bright, toss my mortarboard up, insight so bright, get a mic and record her, cause I plan to christen this beat like holy water, AEG movement, new world order, no boundaries, limits, walls, or borders, harden the paint, King James in the fourth quarter, am I kinda like a big deal, well, sorta, my flow's deeper than waters in Bora Bora, therefore I drown my competitors, it's sink or swim, so I'd advise you rest assured, I'm one of Chuck Town's finest, rest assured, I'm getting love from girls I ain't even met before, cause they fall in love with my metaphor. So whether you hate me or Jones like Davy, it's cooler than AC, boy, it's all gravy. Will
allow me to introduce myself, it's the KID, there is nobody else. Listen, I'ma spit for a minute. Now I ain't preaching to the choir, but I'm standing at the pulpit. You better pray for these niggas, I'm about to murder them. My mouth be set on auto, gunning from the toilet. I got these fab niggas ducking for cover. My goons coming for the ass like Brandy's brother. Ha, you try to Mayweather me when my guard down. Oh, now you running scared when I mention Pacquiao. Punchlines hitting hard, knock a nigga out. rearrange your face, got you looking stupid now. Your girl a groupie now, riding on my toolie now. Now she calling my phone, check her pictures out. Pound, kid mimic, I'm trendy now. Call me a judge, I'm running this shit and killing niggas for no reason. Troy Davis, survival of the illest. You would've never made it, I only fuck with the realest. And no, I never fake it. Nag life, AEG, man, we in this bitch. If you ain't down with the team, then you can ride the bench. We like the black mafia crime syndicate. We made men, the streets is loving us. Rep the fam to the fullest, ain't nobody touching us. I made you relevant, we still ain't the same. But now you real juiced up on your 15 minutes of fame. See, that's everything to a nigga that's Minute Maid. Cut it out, you niggas is really running now. Thinking you the greatest of all time, I shut it down. Show enough, C4, I blow it up. Pissing excellence in your cup, pull it up. I rip the stage, tear it in half. Man, I'm sitting on everything, wipe the mic with my ass. Ah, take a sniff, remember my scent. So the next time you grab the mic, remember who the shit.
Something serious. Stop, I say what you say. Then he asked my name. Then I said, do I know you, man? He replied with a question to mess up my brain. He asked, vous voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? I said, no menage à trois. Have respect for the queen. Ooh la 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 la, na 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 na. LP, love, power from the rock, mic check, my excellence. Sorry, cause my diction excellent. Forget you, ghastly, habitual idiots. Just kill the lameness, my mind fray not on politics, but quality revolutionary reflection. So some stay skeptic, stop screwing up scripts. The time today, some things are limited. Understand, don't vindicate, take my wisdom. Which excludes all you fools with zero gratitude.
Look, we here to stay, so go on, make a note. Whatever I'm about to say, I bet your bitch gon' quote. Yeah, holy flow, spit heaven, but I raise hell. Get school, no save by the bell, I receive no L's. AEG, we win, about to reach the status I-C-O-N. Trending topic cipher, this beat I'm about to pound. The day I stop blowing, bitch, a fish gon' drown. Or heaven hits the ground, or my mama back alive. Or I ain't with them guys that bang that vibe. Just a ram collision, you seen the Strive commercial. And I beat your ass literally and verbal. An animal, T-Rex, monster, Loch Ness. Got so many words, homie, shout out to the alphabet. Not with the bull, Ace Boogie paid in full. I done ate a lot of beats and still I got a mouthful. Holding hip-hop with a panther grip, Cam Newton. And if you're going ham, guess I'm going blaze stupid. You think you're hot cause you're hopped on the hip beat. Well, I am hip-hop and I say your shit's weak. 7 days made the heavens and earth. Flow got me so connected, dog. I feel the universe. Your flow dry like Sprite, mine quench your thirst. You a witness and dynamite burst. Death before this honor, fan before all. Red State Cloud Game, hover so above y'all. Flame first, but I'm last on the